Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Why wouldn't you answer your phone in your private phone, your direct line? You get it?
Pardon me?
Hello? Yeah, this is Simon.
Hi, Simon.
Hey, I tried to call you on your direct line, but always answer machine. But now you pick up the phone. So you see all my bank statement, right? I got a message from Soraya. So what will he have this time?
I don't think we have anything.
How do you say?
I don't think we have anything for you.
What do you mean? No, anything for me?
Well, you've got two other loans now.
Yeah, but that one is already heavy before. And I already give the Soraya the amount. You see what I mean?
You have two now other than ours.
That one is credit line. That's already there when we renew last time.
No, there's two now. There's one with, I believe, Cabbage.
Yeah, Cabbage already there. That's a credit line, right? That's already there.
And then there's another one.
Yeah, that's a second position. But that one I paid them back last month. They just give me only $3,500.
And it's paid off now?
I paid off last month.
Okay, so you need to send that message to Soraya then. And send her proof that it was paid off.
No. I paid him off last month, okay? Last 5 months.
Yes.
And then last month they give me $3,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you took the other $3,500, so we can't do anything more for you. Because we don't do third positions here.
You don't position, you are the first position.
No, I'm not the first position because you've now taken another loan.
But they are second. You are the first.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can't. We don't participate when there's this many loans out.
But
you have a credit line now. You have another loan for $3,500.
That's already been there for 1 year. Last time.
That's fine.
Let me
complete my sentence, please, Simon.
Okay.
You have a credit line. Then you went and took another loan while you had our loan already, which means you stacked on top of our loan. And now you might have paid that off, that's fine, but then you took another one. And now you're asking us for more money. We're not comfortable lending you more money because you have another loan already on top of ours.
They are not on top of you. They are second position. You are on top of them. They know Winsett.
Okay.
When they keep
Simon, I'm not going to argue with you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's on top of who. The bottom line is you have another payment coming out of your checking account every month.
Yeah. So they are second position, and I don't have any balance with Winsett, even though I paid a 13-month midpoint. I don't have any balance with you. I don't have any credit with you. That's what I'm saying.
I don't believe so. But you did leave a message for Soraya.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, you can't just be calling everybody until you get what you want to hear. She's working on it.
No.
And if we can do anything, we will. If we can't, we can't. I mean, you're not supposed to be going around taking loans from a bunch of people while you have a loan with us.
I didn't coin around you, you know. They look to me. Okay, and Winsett is a midpoint, right? But we are growing. They know that. They take a second position. Okay, but so I didn't call it wrong you. But if Winsett would agree, every 3 months, okay, every 3 months, then you evaluate and give me more money. But you don't. You got to make midpoint. This time 13 months. Okay, so midpoint would be almost 7 months. Okay, 6.5 months. So that's long. You know, when I'm growing, you know.
Okay, then I'll see if she wants to do a 6 month loan for you.
6 months long. That mean what would you want to do?
Well, if you want to be able to get money every 3 months, we've got to do a 6 month loan. You can't have the payment of a 14 month loan.
You misunderstand. every 6 months means every 6 months I can be evaluated, okay? Evaluated, then you can give me extra money, but the long term is still the same, okay? And
No, it doesn't work that way. You have to pay your loan down 50%, so you can't have the payment of a 14-month loan and then get a new loan every 3 months. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Now I got what your point, because that's the reason why I need to wait 50%. I understand that. So the 50% a little bit long, you know, a little bit long. When we are growing, we need more money. But you can see I have a lot of large amount income coming in, you know, in the past few months. You can see sometimes 3,000, sometimes 2,000, sometimes 1,000, all bigger amount. That's why we can generate it. But I cannot control our growth. When it's growth, it's growth. Right, so I already answered the Surya, okay, regarding that balance and something like that. Yeah. So let's see what she can do. So
what were you calling me for? What was the reason for your phone call to me?
Of course, every time I call you first, because I call you but you don't answer. So I have no choice. Then I call 1-866 and you pick up.
So what? My question is, what did you call me for? What can I help you with?
You help me every time we renew. You always help me. We are working with each other very well in the past, I say, 1.5 years, right? So every time, see, sorry, I asked me for bank statement, but I still contact you. She said she needs 3 months. I said no. Kevin said 6 months, so I already contact you. But your phone always answer machine. So that's the reason why I have no choice. No, I just call your 1-866 number, then you pick up the phone. That's it. And you can see I leave a voicemail in your 1-855 number. Yeah. Not 5050, that number. That's what I did. Yeah. I always contact you first.
My question is, why did you call? What can I help you with? You called me. I just want to be able I want to be able to help you, but you've called me and you didn't tell me what you're calling about. You're just telling me that I don't answer my phone.
I call you because I turn it in, okay? My document. And midpoint is 19. That's the reason why I told you, today is 19. That's what we are doing, okay? When I receive a letter from Vincent, and I say, 19 is the midpoint, then I just contact you and leave a voicemail in your answer machine. Then you can check that. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is in regards to the conversations that we had last week and the banks that you mailed into us and is that correct?
Yeah. Not only that. I'm just telling you. Today is the 19th. Okay. And today is the day of midpoint. But yesterday, last week, we are not in the midpoint. Okay. When I mail you the bank statement. That is a courtesy call and call you. I always call you first, you know. I mail the document to you first. No matter who I receive from the message from Bank of Cardiff, no matter whom. There are plenty of people contact me. Okay? But I contact you. Because you are the first one when I deal with the Bank of Cardiff. That's you, Kevin.
Okay. I'm just a little confused.
What confused?
Well, because we've been working on this. It's not like this is just a random call. It's the first time we've talked in months, right? We were talking about this last week, and I let you know that Surya was going to be working with you on this. We waited. You mailed us some bank statements, but it's the account that has no money in it. And then you were going to be emailing us the account that we actually use for this loan. As of last week, you're going to be emailing that over to us. The proper account, and Saray, I believe, had contact with you this morning and was working on some things. She had a couple questions for you because those other two loans came up.
Yeah.
And then you called me and just said you don't answer your phone, and you haven't, like, given me a reason for the phone call so that I can help you. I know it's the 19th. We've already been working on this loan for over a week now.
Okay.
So I'm just not sure what the phone call was about.
Okay. Actually, Kevin, it doesn't matter, okay? We know each other,
okay.
Although we didn't see each one face-to-face, but we've been working for quite a long time. I don't know your internal structure or infrastructure or something hierarchy, you know. Sometimes this person, sometimes that person, okay. But I just know. I know you first. So
Soraya is my funder. She works to finalize the loans. She's requesting information because she needs information from you.
But anyway, Kevin, I respect you, okay? Okay, now you told me her position. Although usually in the first term, okay, first renewal, always you contact me. And after 1 year, I start somebody contact me.
No, I understand, and we talked last week. I mean, that's why I'm not sure what's going on here. We talked last week. We went back and forth. I gave you my mailing address so you could mail the information to me. The information you sent to me with for your very little, your small bank account, that's not usable. You spoke to Soraya. You told her you would be emailing her the account that we've used on every other loan. She requested that from you. You sent it to her.
Yeah.
And then a couple more questions came up in funding, which was about the two loans that you have.
Yeah. I answered that. Yeah.
And yes, so...
So far, that's fine. Okay. So,
but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know that this is going to happen. I'm just being honest with you, because you just took a new loan with somebody else. But Soraya is working on it. But she needs answers to the questions that she sent from you, or she sent to you. So once you answer those and get them back to her, then she can figure out if we can do something for you or not. My guess is you're kind of hoping that I could do something for you that. To get this wrapped up right away instead of answering her questions. Her questions so that she can figure out if we can do this for you or not.
Yeah,
but we're not in a good position. We're not in a good position at all because you had taken another loan while you had our loan. Yes, you paid it off, but now you've taken another one within the last week.
And so
that's probably, most likely, that is going to keep us from being able to lend you any more money.
Kevin. Let's flashback to 6 months ago, okay? How much you give me? You give me $78,000, okay? And $78,000, that means that after I pay and you give me more money. But that means my business is growing. You cannot always focus on, I take all along. But you got to see how much for that all along. That all along is only paying. So just like credit night, if I got $8,000 credit night, now I only have $3,000 loan and paying every day. So I should have some credit, okay? So that's what I'm assuming to see, because and also other than that, that's the SBF thinking. So that's why they want to give me money, okay? Because they know, Winsett, when they see my bank statement already, they know that why they want to lend that to me, because they think we are potential, we are growing, and our revenue we generate faster. So we should have that kind of a credit. So that's what I'm thinking, okay? I'm not saying you got to think it that way. Okay, and Cabbage is a credit line. That's a long time ago. First time when I touched you last year, Cabbage was already there. But the credit line is I take it. If I don't take it, I don't owe them. But I return to them every month. So almost zero balance, okay? Yeah, if I don't take it. So that Cabbage is already in last year. So Winsett already see that all the time. Right? They didn't take care. Argue with that, they didn't say, that is a problem because I pay back every month, okay? If they see the bank statement, they didn't know that. So it's not a new loan, not a newly obtained, no. It's been there, okay? I take it, credit night, I take it. If I don't take it that month, nothing. That's it. Yeah, that's what I answer, Soraya. Yeah. And you say I take other loan. It got to depends on how much you are taking. Yeah. And how much you are returned to Winsett. Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But anyway, I would wait for your response, okay? But you already told me who Soraya is, and okay. Now I know it. I understand. I know. Yeah. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.